Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Get ready for Mind Shock with Dr. Ron Dalrymple. The premier podcast in the world, bringing you hidden truths about your mind's incredible powers. Get ready to free your mind.
Folks, welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock, talking today about the powers of the mind, the powers of creation. We've been on this topic for a little while, but it's really profoundly important to understand that your mind is a powerhouse. A creative powerhouse is working for you or against you at all times, depending upon how you program it, how you set it, what you focus upon, what emotions you power it with. We discussed this issue for some time now. A lot of these concepts go back to our book, Quantum Field Psychology, published 2004, which gives the overall theory, which I worked on for many decades. Got the idea initially in 1969, working at NASA. It's all correlations between all the fields of psychology, and physics, math, and so forth, and quantum ideas. It took us to get a whole new theory, which was first published in its completion in 2004. You have a film about this called The Honest Question. A few years after that, which is also about on Amazon. In any case, quantum psychology talks about the mind as energy, which transcends the physical brain. And one concept that occurred to me way back in 1978, I published a small booklet about this, that the frequency of your thought can be explained by the energy equals the integration of mass times c squared, that's speed of light squared, divided by the square root 1 minus f squared over c squared. That might sound complicated. Not that complicated, checking the book, see how it looks. It just means as the frequency of your thought goes higher and higher and approaches the speed of light, then your energy field approaches infinity. So in other words, you can take your physical being, who you are, your conscious energy being, and transform yourself into a much higher state of energy. Not just thought energy, but emotional energy. Become a real powerhouse upon earth. This is how people who have created great success in life have achieved it. They stumble upon these ideas either by accident or by training. If it's by accident, then they kind of fall into it, and they might make mistakes along the way, so they get part of it and miss part of it. It's by training. Training goes back to these concepts, actually many thousands of years. We have information on this. So you can see it for many years and looking at a lot of the ancient sources and whatnot. So thousands of years ago, people knew these concepts, and we have information that says that there were four prior civilizations upon Earth. Much more highly advanced than we are today. They evolved these mind technologies and other technologies, and they eventually destroyed themselves because the ego took over, the lower mind took over, certain people got into it and sabotaged the entire thing, the system collapsed through self-destruction. That's why we have some 10,000 pyramids around the Earth, many around the equator, some in Antarctica, because of course the continent shifted through times in history, but these prior civilizations built these high-tech systems because pyramids can be used to generate energy, is found. Energy comes out of the apex, at the top of the pyramid. In World War II, British pilots flew over the pyramids, not realizing this, and their instrumentation went haywire. Their compasses, whatnot, the entire dashboard, the flying board, went haywire because the energy came up out of the apex. So the pyramids is great. Also, in the Bermuda Triangle, it's known that planes are flying over there and also ships. They also an instrumentation that goes haywire because there are pyramids and structures on the sea floor. There's a place called the Stones of Bimini, which I visited years ago. There's a book about that, where this ancient sea wall is about 20 feet beneath the surface of the water. It's right off the beach here. You can go see it. These massive stone blocks are there, like 30, 40 feet long, 20 feet wide, 20 feet deep in the mud there. And there's like 1,500 feet long. And who built those? They are man-made. It didn't just occur. It was an ancient seawall or an ancient port that sank. Well, very possibly. It's also hypothesized, believed, that their ancient civilizations would sank in the Caribbean. And so pyramids there projecting vast energy, which knocks planes and ships off course. We also know, we talked about, for example, there's a vast pyramid 10 times the size of Giza off the west coast of Mexico, underwater. We built it. They built it underwater. They were shifted. Right? So ancient people populated the earth many times. The earth goes back far longer than we think. Our history is very incomplete, profoundly incomplete. In any case, I mentioned before that when I created quantum field psychology, if I analyze all the fields of psychology, quantum psychology, taking the major precepts, combining that with quantum physics, topological mathematics, and calculus, to create a whole new theory of mind, a whole new paradigm which explains mind as energy, and shows it makes perfect sense scientifically. Now, what amazed me was I had an associate in South America, Dr. Rod Fuentes, who's a dentist, and also he built an educational school there one time. He's also a guy who's written a lot of books and whatnot, a very fascinating guy. He's had a very school-wide organizations. He discovered a thing called the Andean Code from like 16,000 years ago, which was hidden up in the Andes. In fact, when the conquistadors came through, when they first did, after Columbus discovered San Salvador, he was looking for trade routes to India and so forth, sailed out of Spain, whatnot. Three ships landed there. They weren't really looking for teas, as we've been told. They were actually for opium. For opium routes, more efficient, so very, very corrupt stuff. You know what happened was they discovered a lot of gold and silver held by the various natives and whatnot, Native Americans, and they murdered them, quite frankly, genocided them, stole their assets, and shipped them overseas, back to Spain. Some of them down and sank. Many of the, most made it through, of course, and made Spain very rich. From the 1500s, the most powerful country in the world, until 1588, the Battle of Calais occurred, and England took control. In any case, the conquistadors tried to go up to the Andes. They were told that the greatest riches in the world, the greatest source of treasure, the greatest treasure you could have, were up in the Andes at 16,000 feet. Well, they tried to ascend to there. And as they got closer, of course, they attempted to murder people and steal their assets. This huge avalanche of boulders came down upon them, crashed upon them and scared them off and they went back. But here's the thing, the true secrets, the true treasures, far more valuable than gold, silver, rubies, guns, whatever, is the power of your mind. Once you understand who you are, what you've got inside you, you don't need those bottles of the earthly type. You can create anything you want in this world. You have vast creative powers far beyond what you've ever imagined. It might sound like a shock. There's now a scientific basis to understand this. That's what quantum psychology is. The whole new field of theory. Psychology, which scares many modern-day theorists, which kind of amazed me. I've given this book to a number of big names I won't mention, I won't embarrass them. They basically kind of freaked out because they looked through it, it's all about math and physics and whatnot, and were shocked because they didn't understand it, and it contradicts their theories. And a lot of these people, of course, build their egos, their careers up, based on various papers and books and ideas, and they, some get on stage and saying the same thing for 50 years. And I can't imagine some of you guys tell the things that came out 50 years ago, and they call it the future of psychotherapy. Well, it's not that at all. It's past. It's the ancient past. The future is energy psychology and energy medicine. We learn that we are energy beings. We use that energy in vastly creative ways to heal and to create, which are astounding. That's the future of psychology and psychotherapy. But they, of course, don't want to hear it because it contradicts their theories, and it takes away their monetary base, frankly, because these big seminars make a fortune, I presume, like books based upon a lot of the old names there, a lot of the old guys have been around for a while, and I'm not knocking their contribution, those guys contributed a lot of great stuff over the years, but it's now more passe, moving to a whole new era, a whole new world of energy psychology, energy medicine. In any case, this whole new theory gets into the fact that the mind is a combination of many frequencies. The equation I just gave you, which you can best look up in the book, it'll be easier to see it there, because you have a math or physics background or an engineering background. The idea is that as you increase the frequency of your thoughts and emotions, you raise your whole energy level. You tap into much higher energy sources. You access that much higher mind, which is above you, but also within you, which taps into vast things. Now, some greatest writers and creators and inventors in history learned how to do this. Francis Bacon, writing in Shakespeare, talked about entertaining his muse. He go into a deep concentrated state. And by his brilliant plays, his so-called Shakespearean plays, while he's in that deep state of mind. One of the great discoveries in the world, like Nikola Tesla, went into a deep state of concentration. That's why he got his great inventions, he used brilliant ideas. He visualized his inventions before he made them, let them run for months, and observed the friction on the parts. That's how clearly he could see the engines he was building. He visualized so clearly, so brilliantly, and he built them in the physical world and make them actually happen. They run just the way he saw them. Edison was a little different. Edison had to create by trial and error. He had to go through things and try one thing after another. He also built up a group in Orange, New Jersey, of some 200 researchers and scientists working for him to discover new ideas. That's how, that's where the video camera came from, the film camera came from initially. These guys created that. Of course, he invented some things himself, but others were invented by his people. He created a group, which is very successful. He's a very smart businessman. It's a story where Tesla came to America, and Edison supposedly told him, unless he told him, look, if you fix these combines of mine, these generators, I'll give you $50,000, or whatever it was. And then Tesla did it in a few weeks, said, okay, I got it fixed. Please pay me. And Edison asked his young man, you don't understand the American sense of humor. Now, Tesla was crushed, he went on. He was a dedicated individual, very idealistic, non-pragmatic, not a good businessman. Basically ended up poor. He brought to the world some like 710 inventions, whatnot, patents, and amazing stuff. In any case, he went to a deep state of mind to find his ideas. Edison also, as I live across the river from Edison State in wintertime, Fort Myers, where he would go into especially big covers of his, you see those now, his laboratory where he'd meditate, take naps or whatever, go into a deep state. The joke was he was avoiding bill collectors, well, I don't know about that, he was very successful, no matter one time or another, but a lot of great stuff. You need to deep state of mind to get ideas, to tap into that higher mind. We all have that higher mind, is the thing. Most folks don't know this, don't know how to access it, and turn it off at a very young age. It's accessed by your imagination and visualization to open many doors for you, and also your concentration. Now, we talked before about relaxation, concentration, visualization, and of course, identification with those higher powers. They open many doors for you. Now, most of us get stuck. And covers the quantum field psychology, we suffer from various thought and emotion fixations. Your mind becomes occluded, blocked by fixations of thought we dwell upon constantly, held in place by strong emotion, which then interferes with our receiving higher input. It's like a very high frequency energy is knocking on the door, but it can't get through because the low frequency is taken over, and you can't hear it. Suppose you're trying to pick up TV station from the radio. The radio only has so many bands you can pick up. It won't pick up TV. See, it's analogous to that. The higher frequencies can't come through because the low frequencies block them out. So we draw upon thoughts, you know, driven by low emotions like fear, anxiety, guilt, depression. Some psychologists get people all the time. You know, often get anxiety, guilt, depression, fear, whatnot, anger. These negative emotions take over their minds. They dwell upon them all day long, which is very deleterious, harmful to the body, harmful to your health, and also sabotages your success in life. It blocks you and occludes or blocks out just higher frequencies. So that's why one of the first steps is relaxation. We're going to relax, go relax and let go. That's very powerful. Relaxation, then combined with concentration, we talked about it, and identification. We'll cover that more later as well. There's more to that. In this case, one of the first concepts in quantum psychology was published in 1978, known as Dalrymple's Law. I don't know who made that up. In any case, it was the first equation of quantum psychology and a theory which still lives today and kind of shocks people. I sure do. And I was that in California a few years back, and a lot of physicists were there. It was, wow, that's amazing. They're kind of shocked by it because it's simple to see and it makes perfect sense. And the first career runs at NASA. So let's get back to the early theories of thought. Now, thoughts, concepts about thought, the power of thought, go back many thousands of years. Now, my belief and understanding is that we can understood and used power of thought going back tens of thousands of years by earlier people very successfully to create. We have powers of creation in the world which are astounding. Now, a set of books came out in the 60s and 70s by Carlos Castaneda, an anthropologist from L.A., who went to Mexico and Central America and met some Mesonian named Don Juan, everything's called Teachings on Mind. He's very popular in the 60s and 70s about access to higher powers of mind and the experiences therein. However, the big error was they're using various drugs to do it. The drugs induce an altered state of consciousness. The person can shift into those and various experiences. The problem is you don't need to do that. You don't need drugs at these levels. It's best you not use them. They can also destroy you, take you away off course. You lost in those worlds, perhaps will not come back. It can destroy you. There's a big push now by various doctors to use hallucinogenics for research and online for therapy. Sometimes a patient has cancer and has passed away, they use that as kind of a pre-death experience. My answer is, well, there's many cures for cancer. Don't assume it's over until you try all those cures. There's a website called The Truth About Cancer. I mentioned before, check that out. If there's cancer in the world, don't give up. Have them go to that website. Study it. There's a lot of information there. Very powerful stuff, which works. Often people have cancer in this country, and they talk to them, well, you got 6 weeks to live. Sorry, nothing worked. You go to Europe, Germany, Bavaria, have a lot of things there. You get, like, mistletoe injections. Not legal here because they work. You must have other things which work and aren't allowed here because the corrupt establishment doesn't want them because it saves people's lives and takes away their profits. Yeah, it's all about the money. Unbelievable. In any case, you make that concept, why use hallucinogens is so dangerous to the minds. Yes, they're there. And that one guy in California, that convention I mentioned, who was talking about, you know, people traveled, you know, they walked around the world and whatnot by foot, they helped them step on various mushrooms, like, you know, we're growing the dung of animals and step in it into their system, they have hallucinogenic experiences, and he claims that had to do with evolution. Well, people have focused on three-dimensional worlds looking for ways to explain evolution of consciousness by materialistic means. It really occurs by spiritual influence and higher divine influence when you access it into your mind and being. You don't need drugs at all. I recommend you not use drugs or alcohol. Keep them out of your system. They're dangerous to you. In any case, so many early theories on thought, let's say, speeding ahead from 10 or 20 or 30,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, something, for Lemuria, ancient civilization in the Pacific, it's been alleged. Plus Atlantis, which sank 10, 12,000 years ago, it's been alleged. The Caribbean, across the Atlantic, went up to the Azores, according to various sources. More recent sources claim that ancient Egypt, they knew that the brain received intelligence around 3,000 BC, maybe 5,000 BC. So, that can be debated as well because the brain can be seen as a system that runs the body, that goes to the body, but at much higher frequencies if we tap into as spiritual beings. We should live beyond the physical body. She involves the psychology, especially the idea that we are energy beings, i.e. spiritual beings. In any case, other records tell us that, I mentioned last time, Greek philosopher Alcmaeon out of Croton, the 6th and 5th century B.C. proposed to bring the essential organ, trust of the thought, intelligence and memory, superior recognition of the brain's role in mental processes. He's more from the modern era. Modern medicine, of course, supports that. The brain, of course, has a lot of functions. To organize and create your life in this physical planet, this physical domain, three dimensions. But we have more than three dimensions. Also, Democritus postulated the atom, the atomic structure, around 400 B.C., How do you do that? It's a fascinating idea. That the atom, of course, is the basis of nature, substructure. But he proposed to be a solid object with no holes in it, whatnot. It wasn't correct. There's far more truth than that. And then the electron, that causes spin around the nucleus, right? Are now seems to be energy, points of energy. So if they have mass, it might be that mass is measured simply by instrumentation we use. In other words, we assess the mass by a certain means, which makes it appear as mass. In other words, it's an energy force traveling in very quickly. Obviously, at a very high frequency, this gives the appearance of mass when it's measured. Isn't that interesting? We'll get more into that in a moment. So, 387 BC, Plato suggested the brain's work mental process to take place with these ideas for servicing, coming back to life. Much more recently, there's a book published in 1902, called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, about how you shape your thoughts, and your thoughts shape and create your life. You create your thoughts and emotions, and they create your life. So you're in charge. Most folks don't know that. You further stated that thoughts are things. Thoughts are actual entities, right? what actually exists, in other words, beyond the brain. Now, the law of attraction, we mentioned before, talks about how what we think about attracts to us what we're projecting forth, and also what we desire. When we think about what we desire attracts to us what we're projecting forth. However, in quantum field psychology, we go way beyond that into the laws of creation. We don't just attract things, we actually create. The power of creation. And this is very astounding. It is an amazing thing. You realize this, and most people don't. You just think that they're a doormat, the object of the people, controlled by the system. The power to be wants you to think you're a slave. The perfect slave thinks he is free, or she is free. Right? Those who control the world powers want you to believe you're a slave. You're just a worm in the dust. You're dying to go back to the dust. That is total nonsense. You are a vastly creative, powerful being with spiritual powers upon earth, vastly beyond what you've ever imagined until you start to really get this information. You study it. It's there for you. It's waiting for you. Someone says, why you're here? In case the laws of creation, first talk about one of our earlier books called The Inner Manager, came out in 1989, said that beware what you desire or fear, so what you strongly desire or fear, you are creating, strongly desire or fear, you are creating consciousness. So folks, talk a lot more about this, one more coming today, really fascinating topic to get into. On Mindshot, Dr. Ron Dalrymple, stick around, we'll be right back.
This show is brought to you by BarkBox, free box to all listeners of Mind Shock. Go to BarkBox.com/MindShock. Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything. And once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure. From outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
Paradise Found 2015 is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015. At Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com. Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Mind Shock. Talking today about the powers of creation, the laws of creation. You are a vastly powerful creative being, far beyond what you've ever imagined. Don't believe me? There's proof there, folks. A lot of proof evolving all around the world. Many folks struggle with these issues, the creative powers of mind. And obviously, the most advanced theory put forth is quantum field psychology. Of course, I'm biased. I've seen anything else you can come close to it. attend seminars around the world, all the big names out there I mentioned before, psychologists, psychiatrists, whatever, medical doctors, experts in these areas, you know, theories, don't even touch quantum psychology because it is an advanced theory because it integrates, the whole new paradigm integrates all the prior theories into one. No theories, like the theory of everything put forth by various theorists, don't work because it's a mishmash of different ideas. Not to put them down, don't be no kind to them. I'm sure they do a lot of work, there's some good stuff there, but the parts of their theories go in a lot of different directions. It's not a unified theory. There's only one unified theory of everything. It is quantum psychology. And there are other forms of it, like I mentioned, the Indian code in South America, or the ancient texts for this information, which has been kept hidden from mankind for a long time, or it's kept in very secret groups and organizations because the corrupt powers that be would kill them for having this information. In fact, Bruno, in 1600, was burned at the stake. He was an initiate in his organization, and because of the knowledge he had, he was killed. Many people have been executed over time for knowing this information. In the world today, we put it forth. Folks, you want to dig into it now, bring it to utilization, use it yourselves to create a much better life for yourself, much greater health, wealth, success, and also help the world, lift up the entire world. In case we mentioned the inner manager in one of our earlier books, it talks about beware what you desire or fear. You will create it. The power of your desires and fears, which are energy constantly, emotional energy, which you manifest in the form of thought forms that you're drawing upon, that you're visualizing. So our powerful emotions help project and create the thought forms we have in mind. The thought forms are like electrical fields which compose a template of energy, kind of like a blueprint, that's to manifest in the physical world, believe it or not. That's right. Each of us is the architect of our own lives, right? We're the master painter, we're the creator of our own lives. When we all point and feel strongly, we're creating. We create a template of energy. You see the emotional energy behind it, takes the thought form, and makes it manifest physically. Now, it happens very slowly, because our thoughts are scattered. Emotional energy is not concentrated or focused, because we're not in the place we need to be. Make things happen much more quickly. There are those upon earth who can make things happen very quickly, can manifest amazing things, amazing results very quickly. The power of creative thought backed by powerful emotion is possible because they keep their thoughts and emotions in a very high place. So you keep your thoughts and emotions, dwell upon a divine consciousness which is inside you and inside all people, inside all things. You dwell upon that. You know that. It's always there inside you. It lifts you up. Gives you energy, strength, power to conquer the world, as it does for other people. You help other people as much as you can to lift them up. You take very powerful emotions of love and harmony and peace and joy as much as you can all the time. Not hatred, not anger, not jealousy. Peace, joy, love all the time. Put it out there all the time. What comes back to you are amazing results. People come up to you and offer you things and give you things and help you. They just feel the energy. They love it. They don't know why. They just feel it. They want to help you. But if you have negative energy, anger, fear, anxiety, guilt, people are repelled. They pull away from you. They sense, negativity there. So to be able to create like that, you must dwell upon positive thoughts and positive emotions all the time as best you can. Because when you raise your frequency, when we talk about the equation, raise your frequency of your thoughts, higher it goes, higher energy goes. Right? Highest frequency being pure divine love. Not selfish love, not romantic love, but divine love. Pure love for all being. That raises you up and fills you full of power like nothing else does. So emotional energy attracts matter and fills in the thought form until it takes physical form. The past means the metaphor, the mind acts like a 3D printer. That sounds like science fiction, doesn't it? Yeah. But what if it's true, and you haven't discovered yet, you're not using it? What if things are true, and you're passing your whole life away, since a quiet desperation, you don't discover things when you could have, you could have changed your whole life for the better, and for your family, and the community, and for the whole planet, really. So, but quantum psychology takes all this much further. Because the thought energy, the emotional energy, occur together, as they do, and travel together through space, each orthogonal to the other, explained in quantum psychology. We tap into quantum physics, topology, and calculus to explain how this works. So, again, QFP is the first hard science theory of psychology. Prior approaches use soft science with statistics, probability estimates, some early theories from Freud, and all his acolytes, Jung, and Avalon, those who had various depth theories, his mind has depth, conscious level, subconscious, never add into a superconscious mind, which will have a superconscious mind as a higher mind, right? This is all from that, Jung tapped into it in some respects through his theories. Also, there are various N and 1 theories like Piaget, with a great theory of cognition, which is very, very insightful. The N of 1 theory, say one person at a time, children and children, show cognition evolves over time. So the N of 1 theories were used to develop ideas. Psychodynamic and also Gestalt came along, observe people's behavior, how it reflects your emotions, one another, thoughts, emotions, human behaviorally. You look over the Gestalt of how they think. The behavioral theories came along with just behavior. You forget the other stuff, see the behavior as something they also ignored a lot. In cognitive behavior mod theories, which combine what we often use today, and only your thoughts, emotions, behavior all go together, all occur together. So you change one, change the others, change your thoughts, change your emotions, behavior, and so on. Now, much of your research in the past century and more has been based on statistics, right? Like articles published based on stats and whatnot, on grad school, man, believe me, people hated statistics. The first semester of Psych 601 in Maryland, you know, this big, thick book, like 600 pages by Hayes. The guy, the professor says, okay, it's first day of class. You should have read your first 82 pages of the book. That's freaking out because it's all math and whatnot. I was a math major, I didn't care. It's easy for me, but a lot of people are freaking out because they don't understand it. So stats are interesting. However, the assumptions that go into research are not met. So stats are worthless, for example, if the variances between two samples are not the same. So all this stuff is cranked out, all these theories and ideas are cranked out, all this research. I had one stats guy tell me that 95% of research cranked out was worthless. He was right. It's based on false assumptions. So the first samples really must have the same variance to be used in the stats. So these are my folks. We're talking about the evolution of these ideas over time, and the evolution of consciousness, how it's evolved, and also the theories about it. Today, Dr. Ron Darup on Mindshot. One more coming, folks. Hang in there. Got powerful stuff coming up.
Here's a fun, stimulating program that can teach you how to develop your own powers of creation. It uses a three-part mind, stimulating approach to get you to develop your own creative thinking. It will help you create a powerful self-image and helps you see how you can take creative action. You'll develop your thinking power and your skills, and you can do this in 8 days. Get Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, 8 Days to Creative Power, on Amazon.com. Overcome your problems with this step-by-step guide. So get 8 Days to Creative Power on Amazon.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
A complete mind development course, The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, helps you develop your concentration, memory, imagination, and more, all to help you program your mind towards success. But it's not a boring read. You are taken on a journey with a young man who is trying to start his own business and immerses himself into a journey of self-discovery. A powerful book that you can read again and again. Get The Inner Manager by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com. The Inner Manager at Amazon.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity. things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. Dr. Ron Dalrymple and Mind Shop from Neighbor to Power the Mind. The laws of creation. This is a very, very powerful topic and very important, I would say, every person upon this earth to understand these concepts, these realities of what you have inside you. The world's waking up slowly, but these ideas, we want to give it to you in your kernel of truth, what it is, how to tap into it, how to use it to change your life. You have within you the secrets, the ability, and a great success in life, whatever you want to do. But most folks don't know this because they get locked up with negative thoughts, negative garbage. And the approach is used by science to try to find the answers, kind of wander around back and forth here and there. They're trying, like good stuff, they're flavored some brilliant books. Really quite brilliant. Some of the assumptions weren't correct. So you went some different directions. And also brilliant stuff, really well written, well thought out. But, again, all the assumptions are correct. In any case, when stats are used, statistics, they assume that the variances between two sample spaces are the same. That means the variability between all the different subjects in each group are the same group to group. Otherwise, when you compare them together, the differences shown by stats don't mean a thing. It's not equal variance. You see? So those stats are just not worth anything. 5% might be worthwhile. You can't always tell if you know your own design and we dig into it and study it. In case quantum psychology is a whole new paradigm, so it integrates all prior theories together into a new matrix. This is a new matrix. A new way of seeing the world. Because the precepts, we're energy beings, makes perfect sense. Shows the logic to it. In the past, you know, the controversy between science and religion, so-called, unless you're actually more spiritual, not religion, per se, the new religions get off on their own ritualized directions, you know, they're created by various avatars, highly evolved people, who appear throughout history, give their ideas, their higher concepts to the world, in different terms to different people. But then, those who come along behind them take those ideas and change them, distort them, and manipulate them to create a system of rituals and whatnot, invocations and whatever, to sell to people, to create their own power base. So religions get off unhappily in the wrong direction, but they do good because they do remind people there's a higher being. That in itself is very powerful. However, what are the true laws? What are the divine laws that govern not just the world, but your life, your thoughts, emotions, behavior? What are those laws? Well, that's what we're talking about. Of course, from the laws of creation, we'll talk about some other sources you can access. In any case, the theory shows being energy beings, as we are, makes perfect sense. So what energy is palpable, measurable, in an actual thing? Thoughts are things, it's our emotions. Emotions are also entities, and all matter is energy. And all energy may show mass, and I mentioned that before about light, depending upon how it's measured. So all matter is composed of energy frequencies, like take a table or a chair or a car or whatever, because there are many different frequencies of matter all held in place. Each molecule is held in place by various intermolecular forces and whatnot, create a different structure. So there's different types of matter, which are composed of various types of chemicals and structures and whatnot, which we can use to build things from. But all matter is energy. All matter radiates energy, and so do we as energy beings. We discussed that before. And also, energy can show mass, depending upon how it's measured. Isn't that fascinating? So thoughts and emotions linked together. That's electrical energy and magnetism. You know, it's electrical fields. We change electrical fields, it induces a magnetic response. We change a magnetic field, induces an electrical response. So two interact profoundly. Two travel together. We change your thoughts, we change your emotions. change your emotions, change your thoughts. Breath, of course, change behavior. Change behavior can also change your thoughts and emotions. I've had patients before who had Asperger's syndrome, and by using psychodrama, talking to act out various roles, like showing various emotions, without practice, they actually started to feel those emotions. They've also thought and with them. In fact, they've missed that in the growth and development. Because they can learn all kinds of things if they approach it the right way. So there's one person, for example, that became much more emotionally intelligent after going through the work in psychodrama. In any case, thoughts and emotions for opposing are orthogonal or perpendicular to each other, traveling each other through space in a wave form, parallel to electromagnetic energy. Thought energy interacts with matter as thought tons, particles of thought. Just like light manifests as photons or particles of light. You mentioned a polymath who showed this in 1803, Thomas Young. He's a math doctor in England, also a physicist who studied light and whatnot. He showed light travels in waveform by how it would bend and whatnot. It breaks into various rainbow frequencies. So it's traveling as a wave. He astounded the Royal Academy. And there's a astounding thing because in research for a long time, the idea of light being waveform or particles. So it travels through space as waves. But then Einstein showed via the photoelectric effect, the electromagnetic energy, has a property to travel through space, but interacts with matter as particles. Right? And particles are released in the interaction of light feeding matter, for example, particles released. So one property is the QFP, quantum psych. So thought, emotion, energy, and EMAG energy are parallel. They work in a parallel way, part in different frequency ranges. So this turns out manifests in the physical plane. Now, another aspect of this is a piezoelectric effect, or pressure upon certain physical objects can induce an EMAG field around the object, the magnetic field. Stimulus is like a piece of quartz, a ceramic, that's a ceramic, or polymers, put pressure upon the matter, and it releases an electrical field. Isn't that fascinating? So, it's made of energy, right? Matter's made of energy, and certain types, when pressured, well, release energy. Fascinating. So, a piezoelectric effect derives from the Greek word piezing, means to press, describes a phenomenon where certain materials, like crystals and ceramics, can produce electric charge when subjected to mechanical pressure or stress. It's also reversible. The effect is reversible, meaning that the same materials can also generate mechanical deformation, like expansion or contraction, when electrical fields apply. So the electricity applied to it makes the matter change shape. Isn't that fascinating? Because the matter is made of energy, right? Certain types of matter are malleable and acted upon by electrical field. Here we see clearly matter and energy interacting. Think also how people are malleable to the energy around you. Let's see, you walk into a room, it's very negative energy, with waves and waves of low emotions, of depression, anger, guilt, whatever. Both on your energy. So we too are malleable, right, to electromagnetic energy, or to the CSL emotion energy. Folks, Dr. Ron Dunn today on Mind Shock. Fascinating ideas, a lot more coming. Be right back.
Paradise Found 2015 is a film that sparks of intrigue about the discovery of quantum field psychology. Throw in a sexy spy story, a conflict between father and son against the backdrop of NASA, and interspersed with World War II flashback combat scenes, and you'll be surprised to discover the foundation of a whole new theory of mind. Rent or buy Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com and prepare for the explosive conclusion. That's Paradise Lost 2015 at Amazon.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Do you ever wonder how the mind works? The Endless Question, a film by Dr. Ron Dalrymple, shows you a new theory of mind, one that bridges the road between spirituality and science while revealing to you the laws of creativity, things that can open up your mind to limitless possibilities. It is literally a theory that changes everything, and once you know it, you can apply it to your own life. View The Endless Question for free on Amazon Prime. The Endless Question on Amazon Prime.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Quantum Field Psychology, second edition, is an astounding book on the new theory of mind. It is the first unified field theory that incorporates the influence of the mind and emotion on physical reality, the universe, and even other minds. It actually integrates all modern psychology with quantum physics, mathematics, Western and Eastern spiritual beliefs. It's the true bridge between science and spirituality. Get your copy of Quantum Field Psychology, second edition, by Dr. Ron Dalrymple on Amazon.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
So, folks, welcome back. That's Ryan Dalrymple on Mind Shock. Talking today about the powers of the mind and the laws of creation. One of my favorite topics. It's a fascinating field because it is the forefront, I believe, of current human thinking from a lot of people now. A lot of folks will discuss these ideas. A lot of people write books, and a lot of people show, write books on these types of topics. Discover who we really are as energy beings. I've talked to a lot of great people on the program. I appreciate you being there. I want to do great work and research in different directions. So we're talking about the fact that matter and energy interact, not just in the material world, but also with people. When you feel the emotions of other people. Now think about when you walk into a room where people feel joy and harmony. You too will feel a joy and harmony. So if you love, if you let it. If you're very negative and depressed, you might repel it. But if you let it flow, you let energy cheer you up and raise your buoyancy as well. So when a positive material is stressed, get this, the positive and negative charge centers, or poles, the material shift, resulting in external electric field. So I think that's the positive and negative charge centers, or poles, when the material shifts, that induces the electrical charge, electric field. Fascinating, isn't it? So it's true of people. That other people can induce in you shifts in your thoughts and your emotions. Certainly, you can change your emotions one to another. You've got an abusive person in the home. This is an abusive person raising children. And person very damaging, very destructive to your children. You tremendous. You deal serious harm to them. That's why the organizations like CYFD and CPS and DCF, whatever states you're in, call different things, are very important to rescuing children from these predicaments. These children can be hardly be like, you know, the victim of that great books, 1800s about the child abuse of their own, how people are affected, late stuff, early stuff. Dostoevsky was about how profound incidents, whatnot, and how it results and how they evolve. A lot of great novels throughout history have been brilliant psychologists. And the best, of course, is Francis Bacon with the Shakespearean plays. These plays are very, very powerful and say a lot about human nature. He understood a lot of these issues, he now diagnosed with these forms, he wrote them in his plays. Very perceptive individual. In any case, all matter is energy, and all energy can convert into matter. Now, think about materials exhibiting positive electricity through crystals like quartz, ceramics, like barium, titanate, and some polymers. This very set can be used in a wide variety of applications like sound production and detection, in microphones, speakers, ultrasound devices. Energy harvesting means converting mechanical energy into electricity. Interesting. Sensors detect pressure, force, and vibration. And actuators precisely control motion devices like micro-robots and actuators. So fascinating. There are little recognized applications of thought energy, which when concentrated, powerful emotional energy induce thematic activity in matter. to think about that. And poison is thought energy, which is palpable, which is emotional energy, and concentrated in the right way can actually affect matter. So thought energy, energy affects matter, right? If you press upon various types of matter, release the electric field. Suppose you can concentrate upon matter and make things manifest there as well. Your thought energy and your emotions powering it affects the physical world. Now, conventional thinkers say, oh, no, no, that can't be, that's impossible, that's a bunch of science fiction or whatever. You're the guru that. But those of you, or those of us who have, like, you know, ESP experiences, and you pick up previous thoughts, you see things coming, whatnot, might think otherwise. There's something else operating. Or phone rings, never is. You get your friend I've seen for years, and they show up on your doorstep. You dream of somebody, and they're there the next day, whatever. How do these things happen? By coincidence? 3D thinkers will tell you it's all coincidence, but might be far more to it. In the case, you're a parallel stream, you have energy and body motion waves. So body motion waves travel through space, reading from the person, much like radio or TV waves. It sounds like science fiction, but what if it's true? Well, if it's true, you just heard this, and the rest of your life ignoring these ideas, and now it's a bunch of baloney. Or if it's true, and you research it and discover that power conveys you have inside of you, which you can use to do great things. And we're energy beings. Hence, radiant beings, and making our, into playing our film, in this question, try to make it easy because he booked on the theory, it's more math and physics. Also make it easy to be a manager, more of a parable, so these things work. Also a book, 8 Days of Creative Power, you know, tapping your creative powers and whatnot. You see, there's cognitive, emotional, and behavioral means to create your life. A book, Mind These People Play, is about observing the negativity around us, what goes on. So you can get trapped in other people's games and so forth. So you've got psychological defenses, personality disorders and so forth. Very helpful book to understand how people think, what they're up to. Just read a bunch of fiction books like The Feeding, Corporate Cannibalism, about the vast corruption in the world. And it's often a show that goes on, it must be opposed. As we evolve our conscious state, our creativity, our powers, and as we're towards cleaning the world up, into an honest place and a good place, it's supposed to be, get rid of the corruption. It's all over the world, folks, so fight corruption wherever you are. So, in this case, we cover this in our film, in this question, and thought energy is described as light substance, light energy, to radiate constantly whether we realize it or not. If these powers are misused, you can be destroyed by them. So the more you build up your energy field, the more powerful your energy becomes, the more damage you might do by mistake if you misuse them. So you must use these abilities, your thought energy, always with responsibility. And always with accountability, knowing that if you think negative, or feel negative, do negative, you might do harm to others. Not intentionally. But you might, so it's very important to be responsible. Because your thoughts have power. Your emotions have power. Misuse them responsibly. So, when you create negative stuff, or whatever the world you're creating, you become lost. You can't become lost in the circumstances you created. You have various momentums, various corridors of creation, to spun off by your thoughts, your emotions, your visualizations, your beliefs. A great entanglement might come. In world of sense and emotion, you get trapped in. Let's say, for example, you get involved in some criminal activity when you're young. You're involved in some gang who pulled you into it. You're involved in more criminal activity, more and more and more. I've seen prison populations where I've worked at times where some guys are arrested after 500 crimes they committed they weren't caught for. You find locked up, you 500 crimes. Right? You get involved in a gang, some can't get out. Because leave the gang tries to attack them, stab them, kill them, whatever. You can't get up. You don't have to know too much. So it becomes a corridor of self-destruction reflecting other damage it's done to other people. So robbing, stealing, assaulting, whatever they do. These are terrible things to get into, so it's very important to help the children in the world to see the light at a young age, to think positive, learn these concepts at a young age, and to be creative, be responsible, especially taught from kindergarten on, the power of the mind. It's supposed to benefit for kids, and kids advance in incredible things. So great entanglement can be created in the world of sense and emotion if we trip into it. So entanglements can confuse and enslave the person massively. These avenues, these corridors, momentums you created, now realizing it, as it lays out. Folks, welcome today, Dr. Ron Jonathan, Mind Shop. Some very important information. The power of your creation, the power of your mind, the power of you. You have inside you so much energy, thought power, emotional power, that once you start getting into this, folks, you can be astounded by what's there. So, while we're coming, listen to our show month to month, check out our books on Amazon, Amazon Prime, and just positive thoughts, and also read the I Am series by the St. Germain Foundation, which is also very powerful. The I Am series by St. Germain. Read those books too. Folks, have a great next several weeks and month, and we'll talk to you next time. Remember, you are very creative and very powerful. So use it wisely. Hang in there. God bless. Take care. Talk to you next time. Dr. Ron Jonathan signing off.
This show was brought to you by Audible. Free trial to all listeners of Mind Shock. Visit audibletrial.com/mindshock. Get 366 Proverbs of Peace, Prosperity, and Power with Dr. Ron Dalrymple's book, I Love You, God. This book will lift you up when you are down as it helps you focus on positive higher thoughts. It helps you attain peace and harmony every day. It will even help you build better relationships, self-esteem, and get a better feeling of self-worth. I Love You, God is the perfect book to bring peace to the world one person at a time. Get your copy of I Love You, God by Dr. Ron Dalrymple at Amazon.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Here's an opportunity you won't want to miss. Dr. Ron Dalrymple is taking on some new clients to coach them to success using the most powerful creation tool you have, your mind. Get timeless secrets on a plethora of his programs designed to help you be your most successful you. Explore the laws of creation. Learn how to unleash your inner genius and so much more. Visit Dr. Ron's website today at drrondalrymple2.com. That's drrondalrymple2.com.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.